Tunisia. Some claim moving to Algeria, so I'm trying to get some bloggers from Tunisia to be on the show. This is rap music by a Tunisian artist who was just arrested for playing this music. True Talk is coming next.
تونس بلادنا اللي فليت الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالكاسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اللي فليت الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل خلينا نحكي مدام القلب مازال يتكلم مدام الشعب يهيش برئيس البلاد واليوم نتكلم حرب بدات مدام مازلت نشوف الظلم مدام الدولة تسقي في الشعب في كاس السم هاك تشوف كلب المواطن تعبى من العذاب فكل فلوس والمناصب طيشونا كل كلاب لعبوا علينا علمونا تونس الخضرة بلاد الخير سرقتونا يا ولد خليتوا الطبة فينا تحير علمونا من اللي صغار بالسياسة راي خاطينا سقطونا بالقوانين بعد في الاخر بسقوا علينا حرام عليكم ساعتوا شباب ماشي فيرلمان جرد البطالة فرقنا فيريس اسمه مالاد مونتال بليتوا القصور بدمنا بعرقنا لبستوا الحرير هذا اليوم مش صاير زعما قدوة شباش يصير يلزي مسكوتنا خاطر سكوتنا ما ينفعش خلونا في طريق الفلامي هزوا ما يرجعش تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل
وينقصوا في اللذان في الشوارع في كل مكان ما تستغربش يجي نهار يمنعوا علينا الإسلام كل نهار نسمع غريبة بلادي ماشية للهلاك وضعي حسن والحال اليوم بكاني وبكاك
الإسلام
ولا عار كيمو دي ما عش مطلوب هذا صاير عصر الكفر والفساد ولا محبوب هاك تشوف اليوم الدولة تفجع في البيران سي بورسا الشعب استجرب والمنكر في كل مكان ريفيو ريزرفاسيون في الوتلاف في البوتات صدقني فم عباد في تونس تصرف مليارات كيف وشرب وشرب مادام كله في صالح هالبلاد بكفر فرنك صاحبي ساهم باش يطلع الاقتصاد لما في بوليتيك هي اللي تحكم فيا وفي هي اللي تنصب الكراسي منهم كرسي وكرسي الشاسي سم كفار الدنيا صارت بالمقلوب مجتمع خرج عالدين وللشيطان هرب هروب
تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بخير
هاك تشوف الانتحار بالكرتوش يقطوا فينا خلف لعبتني في السبيطار شعب اليوم يتنفس دخان وزيدوا كاس تبسيط هذا صاير لرضايف في قبصة والزيدي بوزيد
حروبات
مازال نقص كاني خرجوا دبابات عمل لي بادة للشعب واطلب من برا إعانات هذا كل خطر طلبنا حقنا في الحياة وانتم رافعين شعار
لا للعمل حتى الممات
ظلم كبير سيغتو كي تشوف فلان قاعد على الكرسي واللي قاري مطيش قبلة مع الحيط ملا مآسي هذاك علاش الشعب معاش يفرق بين الحياة والموت التونسي فاق لكن فاق بعد ما فاتوا الفوت هاك تشوف دموع الشعب اللي عبات الأرض حسان فرضوا علينا نعيشوا من غير مبدأ من غير ألوان لكن تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا ورجال هاجم يسلم
تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم.
Welcome back to True Talk. This is your host, Samar Jarrah. And as I mentioned, this is a rap music by a Tunisian artist. I think he goes by the name El Generale, but his name, I think, is different, Hamdan bin Amour. And there are things happening in Tunisia. Tunisia is a small country in North Africa between Morocco and Libya. and things have been going on for the past 3 years. For 3 weeks, a popular uprising has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with poverty, freedom of speech, and democracy, and the right of people living under undemocratic systems to seek liberation and a bit of freedom. I don't want to talk more about it because I have finally managed to find a very, very courageous Tunisian to be on the show. This music that you were listening to, as soon as it went on YouTube, the rapper was arrested, and I have been trying, Ahmed and I, for the past 10 days to get any blogger, anybody on Twitter to be on the show. But once they are on any interview, they are immediately arrested. Finally, I was able to get Yassin, and I'm not sure if Yassin wants me to mention his last name, but I got Yassin to be with us, and he has been arrested before, and I think Yassin will tell us what is going on. Greetings, Yassin. كيف الحال?
Hello, everybody. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, yes.
Just small correction. Tunisia is between Libya and Algeria, not Libya and Morocco.
Oh, I'm sorry. Libya and Algeria. I'm sorry.
And Algeria, yes.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about the very recent history of Tunisia before we start into the current problem? Because I know people don't know much about it, have probably never heard of Tunisia. And the fact that, for instance, for the past 23 years, you've had one president. So can you give us just a little background, maybe even size and population number?
Okay. Tunisia has 3,000 years of civilization. Carthage, maybe a lot of people know about Carthage. Carthage was once upon a time the capital of Tunisia in the time of the Roman. It was a huge civilization in the Mediterranean Sea. For the modern history, we was colonized by the France. We got our independence in 66. Then we got our first president, Lahbib Bourguiba. In 87, we got our new president, Ben Ali. And since 87, we still have the same president. In Tunisia, there is 11 million people, mostly Muslim Sunni people, speaking Arabic for all the people, almost speaking French. Tunisia produces agriculture, olive oil, phosphate, and is well known for its beaches for tourism.
So, Yassin, so there isn't, just to clarify for our listeners, there is olive oil, but not the oil.
Olive oil. No,
yes.
No. We don't have oil or gas in Tunisia.
Okay, so the current president, I think he came in a peaceful coup d'etat and replaced Al-Habib Bourguiba, as you said, about 23 years ago. Did you ever have any election to re-elect him or to have other candidates, or it's been has been just being unchallenged for the past 23 years? Do you have any form of elections?
Yes, we have a periodic election every 5 years, and our president is re-elected about 99% of the voices.
Wow, so he just like maybe some other neighboring countries. So how about, for instance, freedom of speech? Because I was reading today something that amazed me. The population of Tunisia, according at least to this blogger, is about 10.8 million, and about half of them are on social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, and have internet. So do you have freedom of speech? Do you have free press? Do you have radio shows like this where I can interview people like, for instance, demonstrating, or it's not an open country?
I can talk about it for hours, but I would say just a single word, no. We don't have free press. The press, all the press is pro-governmental. No free radio, no free TV. And even on the internet, we have a big, huge problem, censorship. Do you know that YouTube is not accessible in Tunisia? Dailymotion too, Flickr, Facebook, a lot of Facebook profiles are censored, and almost all blogs in Tunisia are censored. So you cannot write or speak easily in Tunisia. Nothing passes. If you open your web browser to see internet, there is absolutely nothing. Everything is censored, filtered by the government. And lately, it don't work. So the government is making phishing to harvest activist passwords and hack Facebook accounts, Gmail accounts, and even blogs.
I am following a number of people on Twitter, and for our listeners, if you don't know what that is, it's a kind of a simplified, faster Facebook, but on your handheld phone, where you can really reach the globe. And this is how I was able finally to get Yassin to be on live radio to talk about this issue, because like Yassin said, for some reason they are able to capture these people and arrest these people as soon as an interview is concluded, whether, for instance, you're talking to me here in the USA or Arab media. Plus, they are able to shut down websites. And so what I'm trying to ask you now, Yassin, the Tunisia has been projected to us, and when I say us, at least when I was living in the Arab world, that it's a modern country. Actually, for our listeners, I think, and correct me, Yassin, if I'm not mistaken, the hijab is not welcomed and almost banned. And they have beaches, it's a tourist area. So what do tourists do if they want to access the internet?
Yes, Tunisia is a modern country, the modernest in the Arab world. We don't have polygamy in Tunisia since 50 years now. We have for loyal protection for women and children. But this is the side. On the other side, there is a lot of poverty in Tunisia. There is a lot of things that the Tunisia government manages to not to show to the world. So there is two Tunisia. A Tunisia that you see in the news, a Tunisia with beaches, hotels, bars, museums, theaters, all of this, and the other Tunisia.
So tell me, how is the economic situation? Because, for instance, the media here, actually in the USA, is not covering this whatsoever, unfortunately. But if it was, for instance, an Islamic uprising, I'm sure our media would be covering it. But this seems to be a popular uprising by average people. Could you tell our listeners what triggered this popular uprising in Tunisia?
Mohamed Bazizi is a young man, studied in the college, but as many of Tunisians, he can't find a job. So he takes to sell vegetables in the street in Sidi Bouzid. It's a country region, a very poor region. A policeman, a woman, comes and slaps him in her face in front of all the people. She was really upset. She goes to the governor to make a complaint. She asked to see the government, any official, but he was pushed away. So he burned himself to death in front of the government to protest.
Actually, he lived. Didn't he live?
Sorry?
He lived. He didn't die.
He died.
He died
yes.
2 days ago.
A week after, yes.
Okay, so continue, please.
So this is bigger population demonstration in this town, Sidi Bouzid, and trigger a small triggers a lot of demonstration in all the country, saying enough. We had enough of corruption. We had enough with policemen can do anything without punishment. We had enough for saying we are the greatest country in the world and forgetting about employment. We want enough from two Tunisians, the cost of Tunisian, where all the hospitals, where the universities, or the infrastructure are based, to show to tourists, and the other forgotten Tunisia. So, and it's going, and it's growing day after day.
And
the
it's
first 2-3 days, the government says it's not true. There is no such demonstration. It's just Al Jazeera who makes gives. huge emotion to small action, but as long as there is those, the demonstrations are still there. They use the police. They try to put everybody in jail. They try to set a huge blackout in the Tunisian official media. But it's still there since 3 weeks, and it's growing and touching a lot of other cities. And this is the first time in Tunisia, because for the 23 years, passing the 23 years, there is no demonstration. Everybody thinking the same thing, but nobody dares to tell it in the street. So people without any political leaders or any political party, there is no religion behind, just people, employed, poor. They can't bear corruption anymore, so they go down the street.
Okay, if you're just joining us, this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM Tampa. I am talking to Yassine. He is a Tunisian blogger who was arrested before. I don't want to reveal his last name because people get arrested.
You can say my last name. My name is Ayari Yassine. I was arrested before for a thing that I guess you cannot imagine. I just asked it with Sim Amemu, who is a Tunisian blogger in jail now, to have a demonstration. We make all the legal papers. We post it to your minister, asking for a demonstration to say we want enough of censorship and want a lot of freedom. We want some freedom of expression and the net freedom. We get arrested and maltreated, and we don't for more than 12 hours. Just to tell you how the arrests come, there is no policeman comes to your home. You are on the street, and you find yourself in a car. With people, with policemen, bring you to places you don't know where they're going to put you. You don't have the right to make a phone call. You don't have the right to have a lawyer. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And it was for more than 12 years. Really, after this, after signing papers saying that we will never ask for a demonstration another time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me just, Yassine, tell our listeners that I am talking to a Tunisian blogger. There is a lot of popular uprising happening all over Tunisia now. And it started because a young man who cannot find a job was slapped and harassed by police because he was selling vegetables and he burned himself. He survived for about 10 days. And I think January 4th, he died and there was a huge funeral for him. There is amazing censorship in Tunisia, whether to allow reporters to go there. Only Al Jazeera, like Yassine mentioned, is allowed to be there. And local news is not covering the issues. And it's obviously a dictatorship. Poor Yassine was arrested for simply trying to defend his friend blogger who was arrested. And he himself was arrested with the rest for 12 hours. And as Ahmed and I, we keep saying what type of democratic or undemocratic systems we support in the Arab world. He was snatched from the street without a warrant and just taken to God knows where he has to sign papers that will probably be used against him to incriminate him. I'm going to continue the talk with Yassine. I want to ask you, Yassine, what do you think is going to happen next? Because I saw on YouTube some video of like the lawyers' union, judges, some school students. And I think I'm trying to follow here on Twitter. I can't keep up with the news coming, but at least 3-4 more bloggers arrested. The rapper that I played the music is arrested. But it seems it's spreading, and it's spreading across the classes of Tunisia. It's not anymore about people not finding jobs, because lawyers do have jobs, judges do have jobs, teachers do have jobs. Do you think there is something more than just riots going on? Is there like a revolution or a real change happening?
A revolution will be a big word. Wind of change, for sure. I think for the lawyers, just for the lawyers, they make a small demonstration to show support for people, for unemployed people. What happened? The police hate the lawyers in the court. There is video of this. So they pushed the lawyers into the confrontation. You can find other videos on on Facebook, mainly because there is no other way, no other window to spread the information, showing what happened in schools, in high schools, with a lot of classes of the society, not only the non-plied people. Yes, it's spreading, but talking about revolution is, I think, in my own opinion, is not yet the time. Because when you see Twitter, when you see Facebook, yes, you're saying that is the time for revolution that comes. But when you listen to people in the street, in the heart of Tunis, now maybe we have to wait.
Okay.
Maybe it's not for tomorrow.
Okay. And Yassin, I heard that because the police were very brutal and more people died, then the president of Tunisia came on TV. What did he say? Was he compromising? Did he promise any changes?
No, he don't make real promises. He said that he's sorry for the man he buried himself. He said that he will give more money to poor regions. And he make threats saying that anybody who would try to make some troubles will be severely punished.
Okay, so he wasn't compromising. And I think he kicked out the chief of police or something, or some, the
no,
media. The media.
Yes, some governors, the governor from the poor region, and the minister of communication.
Oh, the Minister of Communication, for allowing probably these YouTube films to come out.
Absolutely, I think that because he allowed some information to spread.
So aren't there any like foreign reporters, like journalists working for the BBC or Reuters or Associated Press or Agence France? I mean, why aren't we reading anything?
I think that the Tunisian people have to start talking Iranian. Because when we see what they did for the Iranian revolution, we are amazed. But for Tunisia, there is absolutely nothing. I think I don't think why. Maybe they think there are religious things behind this revolution, so they don't want to support. They don't want to support. Maybe there is another political thing. I'm thinking mainly about French. French newspaper, French TV, we usually are involved in Tunisian affairs. This time, a whole blackout. I want to say something to media. The Tunisian people are getting their freedom alone. They don't need you. Just stay and watch us. And the Tunisians will remember their friends and the enemy of their friends and the friends of their enemy. So you are watching. You don't want to help. We don't speak Iranian, we only speak Tunisian. We are sorry, just stay and watch us.
Okay, let me just repeat Yassin, just for clarification. Yassin is saying, had they been Iranian or looked Iranian or spoke Iranian, unfortunately, all foreign media and Western media would be covering it. It reminds me of Nida and how everybody, although it might have been exactly an accident, how she was plastered all over TV, but the poor Tunisian who burnt himself out of frustration and because he was humiliated by officers publicly, of course, no coverage. Does Tunisia get foreign aid from the European Union? Because I think there was one European Union minister wrote in her blog that the European Union should start to pay attention to what is happening in Tunisia. Do you know if Tunisia gets foreign aid from the US or the European countries?
I think that Tunisia is living now from aid from United States and European Union. They're really living and relying on this.
So they survive on U.S. aid and
Absolutely.
European aid?
Absolutely, especially after the crisis, the financial crisis, surviving mainly on this. The European Union is the first market for all the Tunisian products, and we mainly buy things from the European Union, and we get a lot of financial aid from the States and from Europe.
Okay, Yasin, I want to play, go back to the rap music because it's in Arabic and it's in Tunisian. And I just want to clarify to people, I do speak Arabic and Yasin does speak Arabic. But when you turn Arabic into a dialect like Tunisian and rap it, I can hardly understand what it says. And Yasin, I have so many people who felt that there was a message in the rap I played. So I'm going to play like a minute or two. And once I bring you back, please tell our listeners what was it about. Again, this is WMNF Tampa. This is True Talk. Listen to this rap music by a Tunisian who, as soon as he posted it on YouTube, it has 257 views. As soon as he posted it on YouTube, he was arrested. He is known as El Generale. And he says, Tunis bladna, Tunis our country. So listen, please. And when I bring back... Yasin, he's going to tell us what it is about.
تونس بلادنا اللي فريت الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اللي فريت الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل خلينا نحكي مدام القلب مازال يتكلم مدام الشعب يهيج برئيس البلاد واليوم نتكلم حرب بدات مدام مازلت نشوف الظلم مدام الدولة تسقي في الشعب في كاس السم هاك تشوف قلب المواطن تعبى من العذاب فكل فلوس والمناصب طيشونا كل كلاب لعبوا علينا علمونا تونس الخضرة بلاد الخير سرقتونا يا ولد خليتوا الطبة فينا تحير علمونا من الصغار بالسياسة راي خطينا سقطونا بالقوانين بعد في الاخر بسقوا علينا حرام عليكم سعدوا شباب ماشي فيرلمان جرت البطالة فرفنا فيريس اسمه مالاد مونتال ريتوا القصور بدمنا بعرقنا لبستوا الحرير هذا يليوم مش صاير زعم قدوش باش يصير يزي مسكوتنا خاطر سكوتنا ما ينفعش خلونا في طريق الفلامي هزوا ما يرجعش تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاجم يسلم تونس بلادنا اليد في اليد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل وينقصوا في اللذان في الشوارع في كل مكان ما تستغربش يجي نهار يمنعوا علينا الإسلام كل نهار طير عصر الكفر والفساد ولا محبوب هاك تشوف اليوم الدولة اتفجع في البيران سي بورسا الشعب استجرب والمنكر في كل مكان ريفيو ريزيرفاسيون في الوتلة في البوتلة صدقني فم عباد في تونس تصرف مليارات كيف وشرب وشرب مازم كله في صالح هالبلاد باك في الرفرنك صاحبي ساهم باش يطلع الاقتصاد جرت لمه في بوليتيك هي اللي تحكم في وفي
Welcome back to True Talk. You are listening to El Generale, Tunis Bladna. Tunis Bladna means Tunisia is our country. And I'm talking to blogger Yasir Ayari, who was arrested simply because he wanted to have some sort of a candle vigil or a simple demonstration to ask for his friend bloggers to be released. Tunisia is suffering from a major, major clampdown on a popular uprising. I am hoping that Yasin will always be safe. What is this rapper said? I mean, it just has 257 views. And
just let me interrupt you. YouTube is censored in Tunisia. So mainly we see his videos in Facebook.
Okay. Oh, you see it on Facebook.
I can assure you that thousands of Tunisians have seen his videos and his songs. And he becomes very popular. With his first song, Message to the President, he make a song, talking direct to the President, telling him that the country is going bad, that the people are suffering, that the people are dying. So please come and help us to make better, because the policemen are doing this, are doing that. And he gives a lot of examples. This was his last song, and it makes the buzz over the Tunisian internet. But he was not arrested at that time. But the song you just passed it is the song he wrote just after the Bazizi burned himself, the song starts saying that the men of Tunisia are there, hands in hands, and they want to, and they are saying stop, enough, and they are ready to talk, and they are ready to, they will not accept anymore that the censorship, and talking about poverty, saying that there is a lot of rich people that make their worth in the, by exploiting Tunisian, and the Tunisian are awake now and will not pass anymore. This is the general idea of the song. I can translate word by word if you want, but this is the general idea of the message. It talks about Bazizi saying when a man wants to work, don't allow him, you humiliate him, and when and you don't let him any chance, just anything other thing to do, that just burn himself.
Okay.
So this was the song. He was arrested today morning. Two bloggers was arrested today morning also. And I think if we arrest the demonstrators, if we arrest the bloggers, if we arrest the singers, maybe the only way to express yourself in Tunisia, the only remaining way is to burn yourself.
So why burn themselves? There were several incidents where people, young people, attempted to burn themselves. I mean, one time I burned my finger, and it's a horrific feeling. Why? I mean, are they in that pain that the pain of burning is lesser?
I think that your experience gives you let you imagine why Bazizi burned himself. He feels so disappointed, so humiliated. Absolutely nothing to do. When he go to complain, nobody listened to him. He was abandoned to himself. He can find a job with his diploma. He can't work. Everybody humiliating him. He was forgotten. So he have absolutely nothing to do, else to do, to let people focus in his problem and the problem of all generation, just burning himself. Bazizi is considered today in Tunisia like a national hero. And I think that Tunisian will remember Bazizi for a long, long time. One thing is sure, things will never be the same again. It will be before the Bazizi period and after the Bazizi period.
Okay, let me ask you now about the political situation in Tunisia. Is there a vice president? Like, I know that in every Arab country they're propping up sons to become heirs to the thrones of republics. However, I don't think he has a son. I know he has a daughter. And
no, he has a son, a little son.
A little son, a small son.
Yes, maybe 8 or 10 years old.
Okay, he's 73 and he has an 8 years old son. But he can't be president if something happens to Ben Ali. Is
no,
he?
No, we are in a republic. We are not a monarchy like Morocco. So if he has a son, it will not go this way. It will not be possible. Tunisia is a republic.
I know it's a republic, but like you saw in Syria and you saw they are in Jordan and they're trying to do it in Egypt, they're trying to do it in Yemen. I heard that his son-in-law is very powerful and he owns like half of the businesses in Tunisia. Could he be potential the coming president of Tunisia?
I wish I can answer you in that. I'm an activist for freedom for speech, but I'm not a political analyzer. I think, yes, his son-in-law is powerful, but there is a lot of powerful person in Tunisia.
Okay.
I can't give you an obvious information on this.
Okay, so what do you think of the power of this new amazing technology of the phones, of Twitter, of Facebook? Because this is how I found you. I mean, I found you because of following some technology. Do you think this helped the people in Tunisia to organize and the people outside Tunisia to help Tunisians? Do you think
absolutely,
this technology...
Absolutely, it's the only window. Every day, and internet in Tunisia, every day is a purchase between the sensor, we call it Ammar 404, and the internet. In Tunisia, we use proxies, VPN to access to the website, and we only breathe via those websites, via Facebook and Twitter.
My...
The only way when people can express themselves, and even a lot of people express themselves without their real name and last name, they are afraid and they have to be arrested. And Hamadi Kaloutia is used to be active on the internet by nickname. He was arrested yesterday also.
Okay.
So even being anonymous, it gives no security, but people still there using Facebook and Twitter just to breathe, just to communicate, just to show their, to express themselves because there is no open spaces you need to express other than Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, to our listeners, I hope you're listening to this and you will continue to support WMNF, because I don't think any of our mainstream media is bringing the voices of Tunisians struggling for democratizations, asking for change, after asking for freedom of speech. So please keep visiting WMNF.org, go to True Talk Tip Jar and give us money to stay on the air. Here is an example to you, a living example of how the rest of the world is living without freedom of speech. Thank God we have the American Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the freedom to have such stations. But without your support, I don't think I can bring the voices of Yassin on the air. If you want to call or send me emails, several of you sent me emails really about the music, and I did play it again, and I'm going to post it on our Facebook page to know the name exactly and the link to it. But if you want to ask Yassin any questions, 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. I think he has a few minutes left with us. So if you have any questions to him, if you have any words of support, or if you have any comments, please call us now, 813-239-9663. I am talking to Yassin. He's a blogger from Tunisia, where there has been a popular uprising going on for the past 3 weeks. I heard that they are sending the army now into such areas where there is trouble. Did you hear that, Yassin? That they're sending the army?
No. From the army, I don't have information that the army is involved in anything. Neither ocular people in Tunisia, as my even concern, I can't give you the news. I don't have it.
Okay, so not yet. They haven't allowed the army, although I read it on one of the Twitter accounts. Let me take some phone calls, Yassin, and if you don't hear the question because of the connection, I'm going to repeat it. Go ahead, caller. You're on True Talk. Your name, and if you have a question or comment. Caller?
Yes?
Go ahead. Your name. You have a question?
Yeah, my name is Salma, and I was here in the interview with Yassin. I just want to give him a word of encouragement.
Thank you, Salma. Well, what do you want to tell Yassin?
I just want to tell Yassin we're so proud of them for a little small country, me and my family.
Are you?
And I'm Tunisian, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I am Tunisian, and I'm so proud of them for defending their own rights. I've been there a couple of months ago. I saw what happened, and I never came home with my heart broken like I did.
So whatever Yassin is telling us is really a very, very clear view of what is happening.
It's more. He cannot say, I think, more. Yeah, I feel so bad for him, for everybody. I saw the poverty. I saw the people cannot afford even a little pastry.
My gosh. And do you see any of this coverage on our mainstream media? Because I really do not.
This is the first day I open the internet and I hear it and I feel for them. I think they're so brave. What happened today in Sousse, their kids see their parents suffer. They're automatically, they see the father. How are they going to afford to feed them that night if he cannot have a job? He makes $7 a day. How can he afford to buy anything for? I felt really horrible.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your phone call, Salma.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will support them. I will pray for them. And I hope America one day will bring them in CNN and Fox News and anything, because if anything happened to any other country, it will be on. It has been since the 17th of December We didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Thank you very much for taking my call, and I'll keep calling you guys. Thank you.
Please, and support WMNF also, our listeners. If you appreciate the voices we are bringing to you, please make sure you keep WMNF on the air. Soon we're going to be starting fundraising. We don't have to wait till the last minute. We can immediately start going to the tip jar. And if you go to True Talk, it's going to be calculated as part of how much money we are supposed to make. Again, this is True Talk. This is Samar Jarrah. And I'm talking to a blogger. His name is Yassin. He's from Tunisia. There is hardly any coverage of a popular uprising. People asking for food, for jobs, for freedom of speech, for some space to breathe. And I played some music by a rapper who was just arrested this morning. I hope anybody who is calling will be giving also Yassin words of encouragement. Again, 813-239-9663, 813-239-9663. Do you have a big family in Tunisia, Yassin? 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 Hello, Yassin? Hello?
Hello, WMNF?
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a comment to make to Sahar, and if you could put me on the line, I really appreciate it.
You are on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, who are you? Sorry, what's your...
My name is Omar. I'm here in Lakeland, and I really glad to hear such kind of a movement started in Tunisia. And definitely these are the new generation who can't live in this century the way that the rulers down there need them to be just suppressed all the time. And thanks for the technology that enlightened them and show them that there is people live free and speak free all over the world, as we enjoy, as you said earlier, here in the United States. We enjoy the freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, and which is lacking in that part of the world. But I'm glad, and we do really support their effort to bring democracy to their country, and to inspire the other countries surrounding, which we are also experiencing all these kind of suppression and ailing leaders who don't want to give up the power. And keep just making all kind of mess down there, and hindering the any kind of development and way to for the people to prosper and live well.
Okay.
Thank you, and thank you very much for bringing this to us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call and I appreciate the support. Go ahead, caller. You're on True Talk. I think I lost your scene as my usual mishandling of the word. The caller, are you there?
I am there.
Hi, do you want to say something?
Yeah. My name is Gail. I'm from Lutz, and I think it's time that America learns the word haram. Haram.
Haram.
It's an Arabic word I learned. It's a Lebanese word, and it means, oh my gosh, I am so very sorry for all the horrible things that are happening to you. And I think it's time for America to say this to the Arab people, haram.
Thank you. It's also like the opposite of halal. Like haram is said to anything that is unlawful, either even in a religious aspect. For instance, to give you an example, we don't eat pork, so we consider pork haram. So if you eat halal, is the opposite, is then it is lawful. For instance, if you eat kosher, let's say beef, then it is halal. But let me ask you, as an American, how do you feel? Like, my heart went out to Yassin. I was almost in tears when he is risking his life, and you can tell he's talking very quickly and with passion, and really their first language is Arabic, but then it's French. So for him to speak in English is really a bit difficult. But how do you feel? Don't you feel like we're so lucky to be here, and we must find ways to always keep free speech available to Americans?
You do that. That's why you're here, Summer.
Yeah, I know, but it's we're just one station in Florida, and we need so much support and money, and we don't get people to give us millions of dollars like these other stations. And I want Americans to know what it feels to be deprived of freedom of speech, like this poor guy who I dropped. Now I'm going to try and call him back. But do you have any comments?
Yes, I do. What really gets me is like when the Twin Towers thing happened or when people blow themselves up, people say, like, these are bad people blowing themselves up. And we don't say, why? What have we done wrong? Because America's doing a lot wrong. And so we need to examine our hearts and not just listen to Fox News, which isn't telling us truth. We need to listen to True Talk, which is all over America today and all over the world. And it's a beginning, Summer. It's a great beginning, and we thank you. And I just say, haram, my okay. heart breaks.
Yes, I was almost in tears hearing him and hearing his passion, really.
In the name of Isha, the Prince of Peace.
Inshallah. Thank you. I appreciate it. 813-239-9663, 813-239-9663. If you want to comment about the interview we had with Yassin, I think by mistake I dropped him. I'll try to call him back. But if you want to call, if you have a comment, if you want to say something about appreciating the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the freedoms we have in this country, you have had just a person in blood and flesh telling you how they get arrested, snatched from the streets simply because they wanted to access YouTube. Go ahead, caller. You're on True Talk. Your name, where you're calling from? Caller? Yes, sir.
I'm wondering about freedom of speech, but isn't that over there in Pakistan, aren't they going to stone a woman because she said something about Muhammad? They're up in arms because they're not going to stone her because of the Islamic laws, and just because she said something bad about Muhammad, they're going to stone her to death, and they're having riots over there. Because they're not going to stone her to death?
If that's true, I haven't seen it. It's wrong. It's un-Islamic and it's not part of Islamic law. There isn't any Islamic law that you have to stone anybody, period.
Well,
it's the laws of Moses, and Jesus stopped it, and Islam said if there is, in the case of adultery, with proving it is not stoning, it is lashes. But there is nothing that when you say curse God or prophets or any of that you should be stoned. They are probably using Stone Age analogy or messed up people.
Yeah, I thought that you might want to bring that up just because she said something about Muhammad. She's going to get stoned, and there's a lot of people that are against that, that they want her to be stoned.
Everybody should be against that. There is nothing in the religion that says stone. The word stone does not even exist vis-a-vis any person. So I don't know where these religious leaders or edicts come from. They just give Islam a bad name.
Yeah.
So if it's happening, it's in spite of religion and out of ignorance. And I think it's time that Muslims need to, stand up more. But if it's happening, it is un-Islamic. It is dark ages.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That's how we love our freedom of speech here, but it doesn't seem to apply in other places.
No, it's not. As you have seen, Yassin, these people get arrested. I hope he wasn't snatched after I hung up on him or anything. I insisted on not really saying his last name. But I think, these young people, after a while, they say, it's worth it. It's worth it to die for your country. It's worth it to stand up for your principles. And I really insisted not to mention his last name because I don't want him hurt. But I'm not sure what happened. But thank you, caller. I really appreciate your phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on True Talk. Your name, do you have a comment?
Yes, good morning, Summer. Hi.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I think it's outrageous. It's just, what can you say? It's just totally outrageous. I mean, it's just a sign of the times. It's been that way since 9/11 and getting worse. And I just want to say, Summer, I'm stoned right now, and it feels pretty good. So have a great weekend.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. I do not support any case of stoning, whether the physical, mental, or the spiritual, or whatever. Gosh. Okay, Danny, you made me laugh. Okay, callers, I'm not sure if I need to go call Yassin. I want to really check on him. I'm a little bit worried. So I'm going to play that rap music a little bit. I'm going to try and call him again and see if he is okay and come back to you. Again, this is a rapper that was just arrested this morning. And as Yassin told me, that the rap they do listen on Facebook. So they do have proxy type of getting around YouTube, because if you go to YouTube after I post it on Facebook, you'll find that there are only 250 some listeners. But he says no, thousands of people do listen, but the government has a way of changing these things. So stay tuned. I'm going to try and call Yassin and just make sure he is okay and come back to you. This is Tunis Bledna, Tunis our country, and that's why he was arrested, because this day he said people are burning themselves looking for jobs, looking for food. This is not fair. Somebody needs to stop this. This is True Talk.
تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاشم يسلم تونس بلادنا اللي فريد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل تونس بلادنا بالسياسة ولا بالدم تونس بلادنا والجال هاشم يسلم تونس بلادنا اللي فريد الناس الكل تونس بلادنا واليوم لازم نلقاو الحل خلينا نحكي مدام القلب مازال يتكلم مدام الشعب يهيج برئيس البلاد واليوم نتكلم حرب بدات مدام مازلت نشوف الظلم مدام الدولة تسقي في الشعب في كاس السم هاك تشوف قلب المواطن تعبى من العذاب فكوا الفلوس والمناصب طيشونا كل الكلاب لعبوا علينا علمونا تونس الخضرة بلاد الخير سرقتونا يا ولد خليتوا الطبة فينا تحير علمونا من الصغار بالسياسة راي خطينا سقطونا بالقوانين بعد في الاخر بسقوا علينا حرام عليكم صعدوا شباب ماشي فرلمان جرت البطالة فرفنا فيريس اسمه مالاد مونتال بليتوا القصور بدمنا بعرق نلبستوا الحرير هذا يليوم مش صاير زعم قدوة شباشي.
Welcome back to True Talk. This is Samar Jarrah and I'm talking to Yassin, and I have to say no, it's not a dramatic event. It's my mess up of the board as usual. I think I dropped him as soon as I started taking the phone call. So I apologize, Yassin. Yassin, we have about 4 minutes and I had several phone calls when you were not here. Actually, one even from Tunisia saying that she supports you and that what you have said is not even half of what is going on in Tunisia. And she understands the not being able to be as to mention everything, and she says she's never been heartbroken going to Tunisia as she was this summer. I had other people calling and supporting, and I'm getting lots of emails in support. But do you have any parting words to say to the Americans who took the time to listen to you, and maybe also to foreign media or our mainstream media? Any parting thoughts? You have a few minutes left, Yassin.
Yes, I want to say that Tunisians don't have freedom of speech. They're fighting to get it. Americans have that freedom, but they don't say anything. It's a shame on all the Occidental world. When we see what they've done with Iranian people, don't come to say that we are fighting for democracy. Before exporting democracy to Afghanistan, try to not export to our country the lack of freedom just by saying nothing at all.
So
the world is watching us. It's the wind of change in Tunisia, and all the free world do absolutely nothing. It's a real shame on you.
So you think if more people covered, like CNN, Fox News, BBC, Agence France, Reuters, you think it will have an effect on the leadership in Tunisia?
Absolutely. I'm sure that it's the only way and the only thing that can change things. I'm sure if they talk about arrested bloggers and arrested singers today in CNN, the government maybe will think twice before doing harm them or torture them. I'm sure that's the only possible way.
Any websites? Yeah. Any websites you can think of now that people can go to, any bloggers' websites? I think there is one that is very popular, Nuwat. Have you seen that?
Yes, there is Nuwat. You can find some information. But I think that the simple way is to go on Twitter and tap the hashtag Sidi Bouzid. Sidi Bouzid is the town where Mohamed Bouazizi burned himself. It's become star in the Tunisia sky. It's the city where all started, where the Tunisian stars to fight for their freedom.
Okay, I'm going to post all this information. You said Sidi Bouzid. Sidi, like my master. Bouzid is somebody's name. And it's, I mean, amazing. It's only on Twitter because, as Yassine said, they keep going after websites and such issues. Try to be safe, Yassine. I really appreciate the fact that you came on True Talk. I think this is the first time in the history of Florida a Tunisian is on live air. Thank you so much, Yassine. Allah ma'ak.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay. To our listeners, I'm going to really post more information on our Facebook page. This way, I think you will get all the information because I know it's very difficult to pronounce or even give you the spelling of Bouzaid and Nouat and all the things Yassine was talking about. Please keep WMNF on the air. Keep freedom of speech in America alive and well by supporting WMNF. You see what happens when there is no freedom of speech. It's very, very terrible. WMNF Tampa, NPR News is coming next.
First the news.